Blog Talk Radio.
Prepared for the current season? You know, I'm sure you're sitting there thinking, that, Coach Adams, is a great question. Well, let's go on a journey of discovery together and explore this very question. Are you prepared for the current season? Inquiring minds would like to know.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love me some Mondays, I will tell you. You know, I always look forward to Motivational Mondays, and on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Personal and Professional Lifestyle Coach, we are in our Shape Up series, and we are shaping up to win. And I tell you, we have some richness that we are going to drop some seeds and some nuggets into your life to process as we embark upon this new season. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey personally and professionally to win. Do you want to win? I know you do. Well, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then we're going to open things up for you, our global listening audience, with your questions and your comments to interact and engage with us. We always love the interactive environment, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy. Chime right on in at the appropriate time. Before we jump into today's topic and the richness that will be shared, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share with you in today's broadcast. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, an email. Go old school. Send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, whoo, I think you get it, right? Yes, you do. Bottom line, we're saying do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share with you in today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we can't do it without YOU. And again, we say thank you. If you don't already have those notepads, pens, laptops, desktops, tablets, iPads, whatever you need, your smartphone with your notes, to capture the richness and the jewels that will be shared on today, shame on you. You need to grab it real quick, because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And guess what? It's a new season. It's a new season, and we are going to dig into looking at some thoughts that I want you to process as we embrace this new season. And I have a question that I want to bring back to the forefront that we opened with. Are you prepared for the current season? Or here's a thought. Did you just kind of stumble into it? You just kind of fell into it? You are not prepared for the season? You know, just yesterday when the iconic ball dropped at 12 a.m., millions yelled, Happy New Year! As we welcomed a new calendar season and the start of a new year. I know I often get excited about a new year for a number of different reasons, but as we embrace this new year, as any season comes and any season goes, there is preparation for a season. Different ways in which we prepare, different ways in which we begin to embrace a new season. You know, interestingly enough, each of us has a pattern. Do you know your pattern? And we're going to talk about that. Each of us has a pattern. We have a specific way that we prepare for any season. You know, when you're looking at a pattern in this particular way in which we prepare for a season, you know, so often we will think about pattern as a framework that a dressmaker, a suit designer, a clothing maker uses. They have this pattern that they use. It's the framework for outlining their design. And so when we're talking about pattern, we're wondering here, we're looking at, okay, yes, it's this design framework. But we're looking at, are you walking in a specific pattern in your life? Have you outlined specific habits and a guideline for your life in which you actually model and you're the example of. So when a new season starts, you have this specific pattern that you get into, this framework that you operate in. And there's nothing wrong with a pattern. And one of the things that I want to challenge us with is I want us to look at this pattern and this framework for preparation for embracing a new year. Now, granted, it shouldn't have started today, but today is a day that I want to focus on really giving you some insight to think about, well, where am I in this process of welcoming this new year, this new season that I am currently embarking upon? Because the reality is each of us has a pattern. One of the things that I've grown to utilize as a tool to support me with the pattern for the year is, and I gave some love to a dear associate author, Sheree Vijon. She has her 12th edition, 2023 Goals Journal. If you have not picked it up, it's a great support in outlining your goals for the year. It's a one-year personal goal achievement system. And I really love what the work that she has done. It's a great system that supports you. It can, in essence, be a pattern for you. It can be a guide, a framework for you. And it's available on Amazon and so on and so forth. Again, 2023 Goals Journal by Sheree Vijon. I mention that because whatever your system is, you have a pattern, you have a framework, you have specific habits, daily routines, something that you do that is done regularly that supports you in how you navigate through your year, how you navigate through any season. Because think about this, we just came out of the holiday season. And with each holiday, there was preparation. But not only was there preparations, because the preparations go up and then the preparations come down. Meaning, for example, once for many, when Thanksgiving hits, when November hits after Halloween, people start putting up their decorations. They start preparing for the holiday season. They have a specific date in which they know the lights will go on the house. The tree will be purchased. The decorations will come out of the closet that they've been in, the attic or whatever, the trunk or what have you, the garage for the entire year. And they're coming out. And now it's time to prepare for this holiday season. And so you get the tree, you put the lights up, you decorate the tree, you do all of those things that bring in the holiday season. You have a specific pattern. You have specific things that you do. Now, from time to time, you'll often reevaluate your patterns and you'll determine, you know, we used to get a fresh tree, but then people start to evaluate. I was consulting during the holidays, and the question was raised, oh, should we get a real tree? Should we just get a fake tree? What are your thoughts? And what that was saying is that they are looking to break the normal pattern, the pattern of every year we're going to get a fresh tree. For some reason, they felt like, oh, I don't know. We want to have a tree up, but when you have that fresh tree, with it comes extra cleanup, along with extra care in between during that season. And I bring that point up because I want to create thought in you to determine, what are some of the patterns, some of the things, the routines, the habits that I do? Now, there are certain habits that you do as you embrace this new season that serve you extremely well. They're working for you. And there are other things that it's time to break that pattern. It's time to make a change. Because if you want different results in this new year, this new season, you're going to have to, in essence, break some of those patterns and do things differently. I want you to process that. And if you're listening in, I want to invite you into the conversation because I would love to hear, do you have certain patterns? And so I want our global listening audience to know that although I'm sharing with you on today, this is an open forum, and we welcome your interaction at any stage. And so I want you to know that our program is open. We invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. If you want to interact and engage with us at any stage, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. You do have to dial in. Again, you can't sit in front of your electronic device and simply hit 1. You have to dial in. And again, we welcome your interaction at any time because we're looking at, it's a new season, and we're talking about patterns and being prepared for the season. And what does that look like? As we just said, Happy New Year, and the iconic ball dropped, acknowledging it's a new year. It's a new season. It's a new calendar season that we're welcoming. This is day 2 of the season. And my question to you is, what are the patterns that you've identified that you have that you transition and utilize from season to season? What does that look like for you? Have you even identified the patterns that you have that you've put in place? Because it's important to recognize the patterns that you have. Now, the patterns that you have, those patterns you need to evaluate from season to season, because those patterns that are working for you continue to go with that. But there are times when one would say, I want to break the pattern, like the illustration of a Christmas tree. For years, the pattern was we got a fresh tree. And then we decided, we're going to reevaluate that. We do have a caller that I'm going to welcome in. Area code 310, last 4 digits 1147. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment today?
Thank you so much, Coach Adams, and Happy New Year to you and everyone. This is lovely.
Happy New Year. Thank you for chiming in. It's great to have you. Uh-oh, I think we lost our caller. So we're going to continue to go forward in hopes that the caller will call back in and we'll bring them in to the studio. But as we were talking about, there are certain patterns that we have, and we need to identify those patterns. Identify the patterns, continue to utilize those systems and the things that are serving you that work well for you. As I mentioned, the 2023 Goals Journal is a great system that supports. Now, you may have another system that you're using that you allow that to govern your year, that allows you to be prepared and makes you ready for the year. What are those tools and those things that you have in place that support you in being equipped for the season? Because it is a new season. And so I want to share some things with you that I want you to think about. That if you did not like the results that you got last year, you have to reevaluate the patterns that you had in place. You have to reevaluate those systems that you were using, those things that you were doing previously, if they are no longer serving you. Now, it's so important to reflect not only year to year, but moment to moment. One of the things that I've grown in the habit of doing personally is that I take the time to reflect. I pause and I look at, what worked in any given day? What did not work? What served me? Oftentimes, many would utilize what's called a SWOT assessment. SWOT being an acronym for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. What were the strengths in any given day, any given season, as we're talking about it's a new season? What were the weaknesses? Because the reality is that we are only as strong as our weakest area. And so if you don't deal with your weaknesses and strengthen those areas of weakness, you will only get a certain level. You'll only achieve so much because of those weaknesses that you need to strengthen. And then there's opportunity. Those opportunities oftentimes represent opportunities to grow, opportunities for whatever the case may be, but you have these opportunities that you're presented with. And then there are threats. The threats represent those things that if they are not addressed, they will be a threat to what you desire to achieve, your systems, whatever the case may be. You see, this whole process of why, from week to week, faithfully, I come and give and sow into your lives here on Motivational Mondays is because genuinely, I want to give you tools to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, great question. You're working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. I don't want you to make the graveyard richer. I really don't. My desire is that you would make the earth richer because you are fulfilling your assignment here on earth. You're living out your dreams. You're working your vision, whatever that may be. You're writing the book. You're starting the business. You're writing the screenplay. You're creating the invention. Whatever the case may be, you are doing it, whatever it may represent for your life. You're doing it. Our journey has been designed that we would live out our designated purpose. Whatever your purpose is, your assignment is that you would live that out. And until I have found as a coach that until we live out that assignment, we will feel frustrated. We will feel disenchanted about life. We will feel like we are just existing. We will lack fulfillment. We will lack significance because we are not governing ourselves and living based on the higher call of purpose on our lives. And so as you move into this new season, moving into the new season is great. Identifying the patterns that you have in place, as I stated earlier, is a great thing. But you have to reflect on the patterns that you have in place to determine, do the patterns, all of them, serve me? And if they don't, in order to get different results, you have to be willing to do things differently. It's been stated that insanity is doing the same things over and 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 over again and expecting different results. So if you closed out the previous year and you're starting the new year with the same pattern, then guess what? You can predict the end result. You can predict that when the year comes to a close, you're going to get what you've already gotten because the patterns have remained the same. Now, there are certain patterns that are serving you, certain habits, certain routines that are serving you. But there's certain things that you have to tweak and adjust. If you want to lose weight, as so often the year starts and people, they do their resolutions, their New Year's resolutions. But before January comes to a close, guess what? Many of those resolutions have gone by the wayside because it shouldn't be a resolution, but rather it should be a lifestyle. We should be moving into what are my lifestyle patterns? What are my lifestyle patterns? Those habits and those routines that I can navigate in this new season, that I navigate from season to season. And how do I get prepared for that? So number one, identify the patterns in your life. Number two, not only identify the patterns as you embrace this new season, but identify what patterns that you have in place that are serving you and working well. What does that look like? Versus those patterns that you have that are not serving you, that are not yielding you the results that you desire. Because if we want different results, we have to be willing to do things differently. You can't get stuck in the same patterns. Like someone saying, oh, I'm going to get a fresh tree just because every year I've gotten a fresh tree for Christmas. Get a fake one. Decorate. Same thing. But you're breaking the pattern. If you don't like the results of what the real tree yields at the end of that, the cleanup, because with any season, there's preparation and then there's closure. So as we stated that when you're moving into the holiday season, as an example, just an example, people bring out the decorations and all of that. But when the season comes to a close, like by the close of this week, many would have packed all of the lights, the ornaments, the decorations, the tree is out, all of that, because the holiday season has, quote unquote, come to a close, and now they're moving into the next season. And so with that preparation, there is a closeout. So they prepared and set the stage for the decorations and the season, but now they're pulling all of that stuff down. They're getting rid of that tree. And whatever the patterns and systems are that served you in the season, they're going to continue to work for you. So identify and know the season that you're in, number one, because life presents with it different seasons. So do you know the season that you're in? Now that's a question to process. What season are you in? Know your season. Identify your season. Identify the systems and the patterns that you have in place that you're navigating through from season to season. Take the time to pause and to reflect. What patterns are working well for you? And then think about, what do I need to do to prepare for my next season? We should constantly be in that zone of preparation. You know, one of my favorite books is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And one of the habits is begin with the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind. See, this begin with the end in mind talks about preparation for the season. For any season that you're moving into, because the reality is life is about seasons. Whatever season you're in today, you're not going to just stay in this season. If you're in a fall in your life, guess what? The spring is coming. If you're in a spring, guess what? Summer is coming. So you have to, one, know your season. Your season may be different than my season, but each of us has a season. So know your season. Identify, locate where you are. just because we all said Happy New Year doesn't mean that we're all in the same season. One of the things that I often recommend to my coaching clients is that select a single word for the year. This single word for the year sets the theme for you. This single word sets the stage. It gives you a singular focus for the year. Now, you may say, I don't need just one word for the year. I may need to do a word for a quarter, whatever that looks like. But this singular promise to yourself that you're going to focus in on, it gives you that guidance that you need to navigate on your journey. So my word for this season is soar. So my word for this now season is soar. What is your word? You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, why is that your word? It doesn't matter why that's my word. What matters is that you identify what's going to be your singular focus. What is going to help to channel your focus, allow your trajectory to be clear, your target, that now gives you what you are driving towards. If it is for the year, if it is for a quarter, the season, half a year, whatever that looks like, you're able to identify because you have put a face to it. One of the greatest wisdom and insights that I've gleaned from my mentors is that you can't do what you can't see. So if you don't have a singular word, now you're kind of just moving aimlessly on your journey. This single word helps to give you focus for the season. As we have stated, it's a new season. And what does this new season mean to you? It's different for each and every one of us. And the goal is that you now isolate what you hear being spoken to you. As I've been having various conversations around what an individual's word is for the season, it's different for everyone. And what I love is that this singular word, it's your truth, not my truth, but rather your truth. It is supporting you in identifying what does this season mean to you. And remember, I said it's so important to recognize and to clarify what season are you in? Your season is not the same as my season, and vice versa. Know your season. Is there a theme for the season that you're in? I had someone and they said, my season is influencer, influence. I said, oh, okay, good for you. Someone else may say that their season represents courage. I said, okay. Because in my coaching practice, I've been asking my clients, okay, what does this season represent for you? What's that singular word for you? Because it is a new season. And now this is the target. This is what's supporting you in your trajectory and knowing where am I going to narrow your focus, because this is the reality. And I want to really encourage you. The reality is that life, as we get into the fullness of it, life is constantly throwing you stuff. And one of the things as to why I share with my coaching clients that coaching is so powerful, one of the reasons why I've identified with my coaching clients that I'm moving my hand too much for my Apple Watch that I just got, y'all. It's trying to, Siri's trying to speak to me in the middle of the show. This is hilarious. So I wanted to, as I regain my focus in this moment, but I wanted to share with you that this singular focus is so key because as you navigate on your journey, you need to know what your target is. And when you can get clear on that, it enables you to narrow your focus. And what I was saying is this, that the reality is that life sends you all kinds of stuff. It's constantly throwing things at you. And if you have a singular focus, that now helps to keep you anchored. But in addition to that, one of the things that my coaching clients have grown to know to be true and that I share with them often is this, that coaching serves as that unifier because it brings you, one-on-one coaching brings you back to that central focus of your goals, where you're going in the midst of life's storms and the circumstances of life happening. And so as we embrace this new season, we've identified that there are certain patterns that you have. Number one, you first need to know what season you're in. Identify your season. Locate yourself. So often I have found in my coaching practice, my clients make the mistake of not knowing where they are, not knowing the season that they are in. Life is about seasons. There's a time for everything under the sun, under the heavens. There's a time for everything. So you have to know your season. In addition to knowing your season, you have to know the patterns that you have that you utilize to navigate through the seasons that you're in from one season to the next. What are your patterns? Patterns being habits, daily practices, whatever that is that you, systems that you have in place. Now, with that, I've said you have to pause and reflect. Why is this so important? Pausing and reflecting is so important because it enables you to now evaluate your systems. Evaluate the patterns, the daily routines, the habits, the practices that you have in place. Because if you don't like the results that you're getting, if you don't like the yield that you got from last year, guess what? We have, with this new year starting, you have a brand new canvas to paint. And to outline and to design what you desire for this new season to be for you. It's up to you. But if you don't break the bad patterns that you have, you're going to be able to predict what the close of the year will be. And you're not even there. We're just starting it. If you keep doing the same things over and over, and expecting different results. If you don't break the insanity. Insanity, as I stated earlier, as a reminder, has been defined as doing the same things over and over and yet expecting different results. And so often, many of us operate in a place of insanity. I've been guilty on my journey, being transparent with you at different stages. And then realizing, oh my gosh, you need to break the insanity. You're doing the same things over and over and expecting different results. But you're getting the same yield that you were getting because you need to break the patterns. And that's what I want us to identify, that you don't want to get stuck in the routine of patterns of doing something just to be doing it and it's no longer serving you. You want to make sure that you're constantly tweaking your system. That's where the SWOT assessment, as an example, came up, identifying the strengths, continuing to build on that, recognizing the weaknesses in your system, looking at the opportunities that you have before you, and identifying the threat, SWOT. It's a great way to assess your systems, and that comes from taking the time to pause and to reflect. And so you must know the season that you're in. You must recognize the patterns that you use in your life to get you through one season to the next. You must constantly be tweaking the patterns and the systems and refining, redefining as you need to. You know, one of the things that anyone that's been in the entertainment industry for a long time, and Madonna is an example, they know how to constantly go through this season of makeovers. They constantly are, you know, re-identifying who they are. They're constantly introducing you to a different aspect, a different form of who they are to keep and maintain relevance. And so we have to do the same on our journey in order to get the desired results that we want. We have to constantly be reinventing ourselves, which is what one does in the entertainment industry, constantly reinventing themselves, introducing you to a new aspect of who they are. And so when it comes to working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, you have to reinvent yourself. You have to strengthen those areas and continue to build on your strengths, but you have to strengthen those areas of weakness. Those are the patterns that are no longer serving you. And so that's what is so important for us to identify. And you have to look at prepared. And my question in the opening was, are you prepared for this now season? Are you? Or did you just stumble into it? What are you doing to continue to stay prepared? I mentioned earlier that I love the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And let me tell you why a particular habit relates to what we're talking about as it relates to preparation. The habit of begin with the end in mind deals with preparation and time management, the time management quadrants. I've done a great teaching on that. I teach the 7 Habits for Leadership system that I'm a part of. If you want more information, you can text your name to this number, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Text your name and Full Circle of Empowerment. That lets me know that you want some information around the different aspects of the Full Circle of Empowerment that Coach Adams has to offer you between my one-on-one coaching, group coaching, mastermind, team building, so on and so forth. 310-289-2101. Text or call. If you're texting, send your name and Full Circle, and I'll send you some additional information about the empowerment resources that are available to support you on your journey. So the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey and the habit of seek first, the habit of begin with the end in mind, preparation, preparation, preparation. 87% of our time should be spent in the quadrant associated with preparation. So you don't just prepare, okay, the new year is coming, I'm going to prepare 1 week and I'm there. No, preparation happens continuously. It's not a one and done. It is a consistent process that in order for you to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams, you have to constantly be in this place of preparation. You have to constantly be preparing for one season to the next. And a part of that preparation is evaluating your systems and patterns that you have in place and locating and knowing where you are, not being afraid to identify your weaknesses and to work on your weaknesses, In order for you to get different results when the year comes to a close, in order for me to get different results when the year comes to a close, I have to continue to grow in those areas where I am weakest. That's a reality for each and every one of us, because we're only as strong as our weakest link. Our weakest area, our weakest area represents a constraint. And so if you don't focus in on those areas that you are weakest in, you're going to continue to get the results that you have gotten. And my question is this, as we're in a new season, do you like the results that you got for this past year? Do you like the results that you have gotten for this past year? Think about that. And if you don't like the results that you have gotten, why aren't you going to start the year off with the same pattern? And that's what I want you to get. What are the new systems that you have to put into place to ensure that you get different results than you've gotten? What does that look like in order for you to, without question, work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams this year, 2023? I know many at the close of a year, they often have regrets. And they often have regrets because they begin to think about what they did not accomplish for the previous year. They had all of these things that they said, oh, I want to do, I want to do, I want to do, I want to do. But yet they did not have the right patterns and systems in place. They were not preparing continuously. They may have outlined their goals once, and then they didn't look at them anymore. And that's why I love the 2023 Goals Journal, and again, in her 12th edition, because it's not, I do it once, and then you work through this throughout the year. It is a one-year personal goal achievement system that supports you throughout the year in order for you to win. Work it now. You deserve it. You owe it to yourself. Make a difference in your life in this year so that you can get different results. Because until you start moving and executing, you're going to continue to just simply be existing and coming up with excuses. Oh, well, I would have, but, you know, I had this going on. The reality is that life is going to continue to happen. Something's going to happen that's going to throw you off. Something's going to happen that's going to throw me off. The question is, because a lot of times there are things that come up that we can't predict, they're unavoidable. The question raised is, how will you navigate through life's challenges? And what are the patterns of the systems that you have in place that will support you in overcoming the challenges and the issues of life? Because they will naturally happen. It's all a part of the process. And if you don't focus on strengthening those areas where you are weakest, you are only as strong as those weak areas. So it doesn't matter how many strengths you have. If you're not focusing on continuing to grow on a lifestyle growth plan, do you have a lifestyle growth plan? If you don't, you may want to take my 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth and create a lifestyle growth plan through my private mastermind, focused on the book by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. If you're interested, go ahead, send, call, or text 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. It's time to grow forward, right? Don't you agree? I am telling you, get different results this year. Don't get complacent. Don't get happy, right? We had a little technical hiccup there for a brief moment, but we are back. And as we prepare to wind down today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, our focus in today's Shape Up series is it's a new season, and that's evident. The world just acknowledged with the iconic dropping of the ball, Happy New Year, welcoming in a new calendar year, which represents a new season. And what we have been talking about today on Motivational Mondays, as you know, the focus is getting into that place where you are in position to win personally and professionally. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. And so we said, number one, we have to locate and be aware of what season am I in? Because we are in a new season. But what season am I in? Because my season is different than your season. In addition to locating the season that you're in, we said it's important to recognize the patterns that you have in place, those daily routines, those daily habits that you have in place as you navigate from season to season on your journey. In addition, we've stated that it's so important to recognize that you must continuously be in the mindset of preparation and preparing from one season to the next, because the greatest results we're going to get are from the time that is invested in that quadrant, time management quadrant. Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People begin with the end in mind, is the quadrant of preparation. What are you doing daily? That's where the routines and the patterns come in. What, and the habits, what are you doing to prepare day by day for seasons, the season that you're in? In addition, we said that it's so important to recognize that with whatever patterns you have in place, you have to constantly be evaluating and adjusting and growing in order to get different results. Because you can't get comfortable in what you've been doing just because you've been doing it. You have to be willing to shake things up. You have to be willing to adjust and to shift. Why? Because we're only as strong as our weakest link. So in those areas of weakness, if you don't focus time and energy in that area, you are setting yourself up for minimal results because you're only as strong as your weakest link. So you have to give the time and energy in strengthening those areas of weakness. You have to break the insanity. You can't continue to do things the same way over and over and yet expect different results. You have to be willing to shake things up and do things differently if you want different results on your own. And so as we wind down today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I want you to know that I desire to be on your team. I am committed to assisting individuals who are truly serious about getting different results. You are ready to break the insanity. You don't have to lose focus on your dreams. You don't have to get the results that you continue to get. If you stir and shake things up and make a change, you can get different results, but you have to be willing to do that. That's why I said I'm willing to work with and committed to assisting those individuals who want different results. And I do this, of course, through my Impact 100 campaign and the Full Circle of empowerment resources that I have available for you. So if you would like to look at joining in partnership with me at this time, I want to, when you mention Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, I am going to sow into your life 1 month of complimentary coaching. You qualify for those that are interested and want to take advantage of this opportunity. You can text or call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Again, text or call, indicate Full Circle, and make sure to mention I was listening to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, because this offer is only for our listeners of the broadcast. And so I want to, as we close out today, encourage you, don't lose focus on your goals. Evaluate and ask yourself the question, what are you willing to do differently in order to get different results so that you can achieve your dream? Because now is the time to win. Work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. And I want you to know that having the right people around you on your team is so key. And I want to be one of those people as your lifestyle, personal, and professional coach. And now is the perfect time. Launching this new season, kicking off this new year, that you would be in a much better position than you were previously because you have the right support on your team. You have the right partnerships, and a one-on-one coaching partnership is a great complement to giving you greater results. And so as we close out today, we want you to know if we want to continue the conversation with you through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. And we invite you to join the group. We close out today with a reminder that I am here for you. This is Coach Adams. I coach and you win. We thank you so much for tuning in, and know that we are here every Monday for you on Motivational Mondays as we jumpstart our week empowered with tools that motivate and inspire us on our journey.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you.